America has always taken a lot of pride in its legal system and its ability to correct and deter criminal behavior.
However, one area that has not received the proper attention is what exactly happens to the individuals who have already been processed through the system and have paid for past mistakes.
Even after facing discipline, a lot of ex-offenders are still barred from opportunities available to most people.
Over 73 million Americans have a police record today.
That is over 30% of the adult population that is stuck in an economic disadvantage.
This is why a lot of ex-offenders work to have their police records expunged or sealed to give themselves a fighting chance.
Joy Burgess, legal secretary for Land of Lincoln Legal Aid,
provided me with a lot of powerful information about how millions of Americans are systematically handicapped every year.
Say you go to jail. While you're in there, you decide that I'm going to go straight when I get out. I'm tired of this kind of life, you know. Just want to be able to take care of my family. And then you get out of jail, and then you can't find a job because you got this hanging over your head. So what happens is, they get so many no's, they end up going back to doing the same thing that they did in the beginning, you know, that they said they weren't going to do.
Right, because it pays them.
Exactly.
Finding a home has also been known to be exceptionally difficult for ex-offenders.
Public housing, federally subsidized. If you are a felon, you cannot live in housing. So you got families that are broken up. You know, where the mother and the children can live there, but the father is technically not supposed to be there because he has felonies.
Even those who are preparing to retire face discrimination when trying to choose a home.
We even have people that are 60, 70 years old, worked all their lives, held good jobs, got ready to retire, needed to go into a retirement home. And they can't go into retirement home because of something they did 40 or 50 years earlier.
Society's systematic handicapping of ex-offenders has played a large role in Sangamon County's decisions to introduce the expungement summit.
Joy went on to explain what exactly the goal of the summit is.
It's just a second chance for people. You know, like I said, the biggest thing, my biggest thing with it is ex-offenders don't become repeat offenders. And people being able to get jobs, people getting able to get better housing.
Those who are interested should give Joy Burgess a call for registration info.
And anyone who is capable should certainly take the time to participate in this event, because if you've already paid your debt to society, it may be time for you to stop carrying away your past mistakes.
A lot of people figure the system is out to get them. You know, always got to keep a person down, you know, and there's ways to handle it. And this is one way. And they're constantly always changing laws to tweak things to make them better. So it's worth it to apply, you know, to get something expunged.
The summit will be held Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Memorial Center for Learning and Innovation here in Springfield. This is Brandon Smith, WUIS, signing out.